Chapter 168. Love, I love you, is not always a yes. Sometimes it is a no. It is an enough. It is a stop. It is an exchange. The shapes it takes are always different. The response to that I love you can be different things. Stopping, continuing, another word in return.
I heard you last night,
Llewellyn says, as Skyhold comes to life around them. Bull watches her, and she watches him, and she asks,
whose name was that?
She's selfish, his Sarabas boss, his girl. She's selfish. She always wants more from them. She wants them down to their marrow. She wants to suck their bones dry. It isn't enough for her. Lethalon, Kadan, friend, mentor, student, pupil, lady, superior officer, Dalen. She wants all of it, and she wants more than that, too. She wants all of them, everything she can get her greedy hands on. Hisrod wasn't enough. She wanted the small voice inside of him that he was too angry and too afraid to name. She dragged that voice out into the world, kicking and snarling, and threw that voice into the world to be real. Sarah the Red Jenny isn't enough. She wants the Sarah that plays with boxes in Denerim's alienage slums, too. Blackwall isn't enough. She forces Rainier back into the world and the sun. She slips her hand into Pavis's chest until she can bring out the delicate thing of blood and guts that's knotted deep down inside. It's not that she doesn't give back. She gives too much. She gives everything. Almost. And Bull doesn't want to give this part. Every part but this part. The parts that are Saharan. The parts that are Tama. The parts that are Kadan's he's lost to time and war and himself. He doesn't want to give her these parts. And he knows the parts she doesn't want to give either. Because she lets him see. So Bull looks her in the eye, and because he knows that she isn't as clean and innocent as she pretends to be. He's heard Dalish's stories. He knows what life is like for them. It isn't the idyll a lot of people think it is. But Bull knows she pretends because it's part of her face, the face she gives them because they need it. He knows that she isn't as clean as she pretends to be for them, and he knows that the only reason they ever hear, see, sense her is because she wants them to. She can keep up with Cole if she wants. And Bull knows because she lets him know. It is them. It is Kadan and Lethalon. Two ways. She knows that he knows. He knows that she knows that he knows. They are knowing together. And he says, Kato. And just like that, her face, her body, the air around her shifts, like the rolling of a ship. And she isn't the Kadan who asked the question he won't answer. She's a different sort of Kadan, same and alien at once, loved still. The change would scare, startle others. Not him. No. It probably should, her ability to just change like that. But it doesn't. Instead, he's proud, pleased, and all sorts of things that make him relax.
Do you think Josephine's had more cakes made for Cullen?
She asks in her not-Kadan voice. Her different Kadan voice.
Do you think he'll share? I don't think it's too early for cake, do you? I don't.
Bull holds out his hand, and she, dance skips, flows over to him, like so much living water. And tugs him to his feet, or pretends to, with both her hands around his wrist. And just like that, it's done. Sometimes, I love you is not yes. Sometimes it isn't an answer. Sometimes it's accepting that there is no answer. Solas throws his arm out before anyone can react and hisses, "Don't!" Llewellyn is frozen, and her face is unrecognizable. It's something Bull hasn't ever seen before. Not on her, at least. Not even when she was near insane over the loss of her clan, and clawing at his arms and screaming death with every single breath of air in her. Llewellyn's hands are claws, and her face is wild. Feral. Like dogs that foam at the mouth. Rabid. Dangerous in ways that promise death and destruction and pure, unfiltered rage in its worst and darkest forms. The language she speaks isn't one he's familiar with. Bull turns to Solas and Dalish to translate, but both of them are stone-faced and watching. The few other elves, Dalish, around them, form a loose circle around them. Bull exchanges a glance with Rocky and Dorian, who look just as puzzled as he does. And if this were any other time, he'd joke and ask Dalish, "Let me guess, an elven thing?" But now isn't the time. Llewellyn and another elf, a guy with markings that cover most of his face, are hiss-spitting, snarling something at each other too fast for him to figure. Not too fast for Solas, Dalish, and the other Dalish elves, who've rapidly formed a ring around them to miss, though. "What's?" Dorian attempts to ask, but Solas and Dalish hush him, quickly with sharp hisses. Llewellyn and the other elf are practically in each other's faces before Llewellyn snarls and half-howls something, and then it starts. The two claw and hiss, ripping at each other in a way that can't be called a fight. Too fucking wild for it. It makes Bull think of Saharan. Sometimes the locals would throw together snakes and other animals and bet on who'd win. Dogs and chickens, too, sometimes. The two are tearing at each other, hissing and snapping teeth at each other, and Llewellyn lets out a loud cry when a lash of red bursts out on her cheek. Bull moves forward, but Dalish and Solas's hands suddenly glow with frost and push him back. "If you move," Dalish says, in a voice so tense that Bull thinks it could shatter by breathing, "she must forfeit, and she would be forced to renounce you."
"Explain," Rocky says, in as low a voice as he can manage, and the ring of Dalish around them seems to be growing, each face solemn and dark-eyed and foreign, alien, distant, other. Llewellyn suddenly twists, even as the man wrestling her to the ground, slamming her temple against the packed earth as he yells something out to the crowd. Llewellyn's eyes meet theirs, and she bellows something out before kicking hard. And Bull doesn't know much elven, but he knows that means not for the Shemlin. He figures he should be offended, but he can't find it in him when he wants nothing more than to burst past the thin and brittle wall of skin and bone that keeps him from her. Llewellyn twists, viper venom in her eyes as she hisses, grabbing the man by his hair and surging upwards, slamming her head into his nose. He screams as she drives him into the ground, snarling like a wild thing unleashed in her. "Dangerous thing," his mind supplies. Llewellyn pushes to her feet, forcing the other elf to his knees, one hand in his hair and pulling, the other around his throat and squeezing hard. The two stare into each other, breathing hard and teeth bared before he looks down and away, tilting his throat to her. Something violent and pleased and animal flashes in her eyes as she forces him down until his head is level with her stomach. She turns to the circle around them and yells something out. The elves assembled raise their hands and form shapes with their fingers, and Bull is surprised when even Solas follows suit. They all say something together in unison. Llewellyn meets all their eyes, skipping over him and Rocky and Dorian, before she throws the man from her and pointedly turns her back. Bull watches as the Satyrboss in her is slowly tucked away, blood trickling from scratches and bruises are forming, angry and vivid, on her skin. She spits, pink-red to the side.
"Banal Dearth," she says to Solas and Dalish, who nod.
"Ma Nuvanin,"
the two say, lowering their heads as she brushes past them, still not looking at Bull or Rocky or Dorian. When she's out of earshot, the two exchange looks,
before Dalish sighs. Tension bleeds out of them. Don't go to her, Solis says, catching Dorian's shoulder. The injuries must be left untreated, or it slights her.
What slights her? Dorian hisses. What happened?
We cannot say. It is not for you to know, Dalish says, avoiding Bull's gaze.
Because we aren't elves?
Rocky asks, touching Dalish's hand, and she takes his hand. No, Dalish says. Even if you were, it is something deeper than that.
It is something ugly, Solis says, slowly, as he feels out the words. Something private that should not have been witnessed by anyone at all, elven or not.
But it is settled, Dalish adds on, quick as she finally meets Bull's gaze. Don't speak of it. Those are part of the rules.
The rules of what? Bull asks.
I can't say, Dalish repeats. She needs us not to. She needs us not to.